the globalist agenda that's controlling our country. John Kovacs is the congressional candidate Nevada needs. Paid for by John Kovacs for Congress.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Tell you what, let's do it. Let's go to the phones, see what's on your mind today on this Wednesday, this hump day. Let's go to Brady. Brady, you're up and you're on Live and Local. Go right ahead.
Yeah, how you doing, Kevin?
Good, man.
Hey, can you believe we've already given $2.5 billion to Zelensky? Over 50 million rounds of ammo. I don't know how many arms and different things. And you know the best thing about it? You don't know where it is. We got it to the Ukraine, but once it crosses into the Ukraine, it could have been blown up by Russia, which most of it has been already, or it's going to the Azov Battalion, which is the Nazi end of Zelensky's unit in Ukraine. So the war is really going good for Russia and not too well for Ukraine. If you listen to the media, you would think it's just the opposite. The people that are getting slaughtered in the streets are not by Russians. It's by the Ukrainian Azov Battalion, which is now held up in Mariupol at the Azov mining plant. And Vladimir is going to level it tonight. So keep it up, Vlad. No more arms for the Ukraine. Thank you.
There you go. There you go. Thanks, man. That's Brady. Always succinct, always to the point. The problem is that a lot of the stuff he talks about, you just don't hear any credible source acknowledging. And that's one of the problems. I mean, everybody can come on the radio and talk about this or talk about that, but in the case of Ukraine, these weapons are getting to the Ukrainian people. They are knocking down helicopters, knocking down our artillery battalions. They're having an impact, and Vladimir Zelensky acknowledges that without these arms, that Ukraine will fall. Lviv will fall. All the cities will fall to the Russians. Hasn't happened yet. Hasn't happened yet. Stay where you are. Coming up, Eddie Diaz will join us from the Libre Initiative. How is the supply chain? How is inflation impacting the Latino community? We'll talk about that and a whole bunch more on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next. Once I rose above the noise and confusion, just to get a glimpse beyond this illusion.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. A lot of lawyers promise a lot of things. No fee unless we win. The consults are free. Of course they offer that stuff. All lawyers do that. But will they promise not to take more money than you at the end of your case? No. When you call me, that answer's yes. I'll never take more money than you, and I put it in writing.
Call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
Some restrictions apply.
I'm Major Sam Peters, candidate for Congress in Nevada's 4th District. I earned a Bronze Star while deployed to Afghanistan, keeping America safe. Now I'm going to go to D.C. and kick some anti-American ass in Congress. Dementia Joe Biden, illegal immigrants, a stolen election, critical race theory, mandates? Enough is enough. I'm Sam Peters. I'm not a career politician. Send me to Congress and I'll fight for President Trump's agenda. I'll finish the wall. I'll even go to the White House and tell Sleepy Joe right to his face. Let's go, Brandon. Paid for by the committee to elect Sam Peters.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour at townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. U.S. Secret Service officers have shot and killed an intruder who was smashing windows at the residence of the Peruvian ambassador to the U.S.
We know that the person is deceased. We know that the person smashed out several windows. We know that the person was in possession of a metal stake, but just really not certain as to why we are dealing with this situation, why he was here today.
D.C. Metropolitan Police Chief Robert Conti speaking to WJLA-TV. Meanwhile, in Ukraine today, a funeral procession for three men who were killed over the weekend, as it was their job to demine the area after the Russians had dropped explosives on the ground from airplanes and leaving mines behind. And the United Nations Refugee Agency says more than 5 million people have now been forced to leave Ukraine since the start of the war.
This is a staggering amount of people that are have had to leave their homes.
That's spokeswoman Shabia Montu with the UN High Commission for Refugees. Jurors have acquitted an Ohio doctor accused of ordering excessive amounts of painkillers that led to multiple patient deaths. Jose Baez is the attorney for Dr. William Husel, pointing out the prosecution had to call more than 50 witnesses. He only needed one, he says, an anesthesiologist.
We really didn't need to. And for that reason, that should speak volumes to William Husel's innocence.
And the attorney's comments courtesy of WBNS-TV. Some travelers say they'll keep on wearing masks even after a judge this week rescinded the CDC's mandate for planes and trains. This woman rides a train in New York.
I'm a teacher. I still teach with this on. I'm still going to ride the train with it on. It just is a level of comfort because I'm going to visit my elderly grandmother. So for me, I'm still going to keep it on while I'm traveling, but I understand other opinions.
On Wall Street at the close, the Dow up about 250 points. More from townhall.com.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
The credit card debt happened when my daughter was born. I was using one credit card account to roll over into another credit card account, and it was snowballing.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
When I first called Trinity, the representative understood the need based on the situation. They were great people to work with. From the first phone call that I made, they had me on a track to mitigate the credit card debt.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
Working with Trinity gave me the ability to save thousands of dollars. My name's Doug, and thanks to Trinity, I'm debt-free for keeps.
Call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
I'm Fred Simon, a constitutional conservative and a medical doctor by trade, not a politician. But now I am a candidate for Nevada governor. Somebody's got to fix things. In the process, I have come to realize that very few gubernatorial candidates have displayed any genuine personal integrity. Take the sad case of Reno DUI lawyer Joey Gilbert. Joey goes around the state falsely claiming his lawsuits allowed our churches to reopen. Baloney. You see, folks, Joey didn't file the lawsuit that went to the Ninth Circuit Court. He didn't file it, litigate it, or win it. In truth, Joey's name is not on any of the court documents. What kind of man takes credit for another attorney's work? A guy that cannot be trusted. If lying comes so easy to him, what will Joey G. try to pull if elected governor? Paid for by Simon for Nevada. I'll fight for what you want. But I need your help to become Nevada governor.
It's 104. This is your KMZQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. With the federal mask mandate for airlines and public transportation being rescinded, Las Vegas Airport is no longer mandating masks worn in its terminals. Now, no masks are required at the airport's rental car center or the shuttle buses either. Rider-sharing giants, Uber and Lyft, they've also removed their mask requirements for riders and for drivers. The Nevada Taxi Cab Authority is no longer mandating masks for passengers or drivers. The RTC is no longer enforcing its mask policy on its buses or its transit centers. The recent court ruling does allow airlines, airports, and mass transit systems to make their own decisions about masking requirements. The Centers for Disease Control continues to recommend masking for transportation. Back to school yesterday after the spring break found more than two dozen students, teachers, and support employees in the Clark County School District protesting at El Dorado High School, saying new safety protocols have not been put in place since that recent assault of a teacher on campus. The school district officials announced new measures, which includes greater police presence and new panic buttons for teachers and for staff.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Not too bad. Right now, traffic is light through the resort corridor. Looks like you're averaging about 60 miles per hour there on Interstate 15 both directions. Also, you'll be tapping the brakes as you enter downtown on Interstate 515 eastbound at Main Street and westbound 515 at Eastern.
And in addition to that, we have to make sure that we are in a position that we are. Well, let me go to the second thing. I've spoken enough of that. And what makes his wild claims and hopes, he now hopes we don't notice what he said or won't remember. And when he does follow through or doesn't do, when follow through, the exact opposite.
Check it out.
COVID has taken this year, just since the outbreak, has taken more than 100 years. Look, here's the lives. When you think about it.
Don't call me stupid.
Oh, right. To call you stupid would be an insult to stupid people.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Hour number two of Live and Local. Good to have Eddie Diaz on from the Libre Initiative, the strategic director for Nevada. He joins us. How you been, my friend?
I've been good. Thank you, Kevin. I'm excited to be back here at your show. I want to say hi to all your radio listeners. Always a pleasure being here with you, Kevin.
We know that Biden inflation is impacting every American, whether it's rich or poor or black or white or Hispanic. It doesn't matter. The toll, the burden on the American people is enormous. But nowhere is it taking its biggest toll than on non-white folks all across the country and here in Southern Nevada. And Eddie, I know that you've got some numbers, some poll numbers that show that inflation is hitting the Hispanic community especially hard.
Yes, you know, we're just kind of slowly getting out of this this crisis with the pandemic, and now we're kind of starting, we're already feeling it, but this new crisis that not a lot of people are talking about, which is inflation. And just dealing with the Hispanic community, by the way, I am the strategic director here in Nevada with the Libre Initiative. We like to be a solutions-based organization for issues like this one, like the economy. So going back to the topic, you know, Latinos and Hispanics, just like every other American, they're feeling this burden of inflation. And, you know, like you mentioned, some polls do show that, you know, minorities are getting hit the most with this inflation crisis.
Well, and one of the problems is, I don't know, and maybe you've seen it in the media or heard it from politicians, there don't seem to be any real solutions to this problem. Do you have any ideas on solutions, how we fix this?
Of course. You know, how we got here in the first place, we got to take a look at that, right? You know, 2020 came, the year for the books, and you know, we have this crisis, this pandemic due to COVID, and we just started throwing money out there in the economy. You know, both administrations just got quickly to just do the stimulus checks and just doing all this money and spending on unnecessary things, right? That already took a toll, is taking a toll with our federal budget, right? And at the end of the day, we as taxpayers pay it. You know, this current administration has just been doing some really bad policy, Kevin. You know, when it's affecting us, it's hurting our wallets. You know, the Hispanic community, you know, they have less cash at the pump. They feel the pain. You know, Biden took the decision to halt new oil and gas leases on federal lands and water, to rejoin the Paris Agreement. And all that means is just more money coming out of our pockets. When it comes on the pump, you know, you go to any state and you feel the pain. You feel the pain of putting gas currently. And, you know, and also on, like, everyday goods at the checkout counter, we feel it. You know, some of the numbers that I've been reading is that just on taxes alone, people are going to spend around $5,200 extra on taxes, close to $1,500 more on gas this year, and $430 more on basic groceries, just to name a couple of things. And this is all due to these bad policies on energy, on the economy, wasteful spending, burdensome regulations. And we're taking the hit really hard right now, Kevin.
Do you buy the notion that Biden is trying to sell, that the president is trying to sell? And we had a clip of him earlier in the show where he says it's two things that have impacted all this inflation. And it's the pandemic, COVID-19, and Putin. Do you believe it's a two-prong reason why we've got this a horrible, horrible inflation tax?
Of course not. You know, that has nothing to do. We were already heading this way prior to all this crisis, you know, across seas. This is due to just bad policy, right? And then the way they're trying to fix this this problem is by spending more money, which is ridiculous. It's crazy. Their policymakers are just getting out of control with all these spending, and we cannot point the fingers, you know, and blame, you know, the war that's happening in Russia and Ukraine. No, we got to look at the policies that they're doing here, right? All these wasteful spending, stopping, like just talking about energy, you know, putting a halt in getting more fuel and resources from our waters and land, and it's just one of the reasons why gas prices are so high.
Well,
so we cannot point the finger. It's, you know, it's these, you know, these the people who are in command know, and the people know who has control of Congress, the Senate, and the White House. So the policies coming there, it's hurting us. And Latinos, I was just reading this article, like they know who's causing these issues.
And let me ask you this question. How people spend their money, especially when times are really tight like they are right now, is there any difference in the way Hispanics spend and the rest of us spend?
So, you know, we are a strong force in the economy, the Hispanic and Latino community. You know, we are also, you know, we tend to open businesses, you know, and double the rate of any others. And we're just facing all these, you know, crazy regulations, and this inflation, it's hurting us. You know, we have to, like, cut back on some of the things that we're buying. You know, we just kind of squeeze every single penny. Just recently, we moved to a new office. I had my handyman here, and I kind of asked him, like, hey, like, this inflation, how has this, like, hurt you? Has it impacted your business? He was telling me, like, definitely. You know, just the cost of material has gone through the roof, you know, which is making it hard just to get materials by itself, and also that is pushing him to raise his costs. He was giving me an example just to do like an electrical outlet, just some wiring that he used to charge $80. He's charging, you know, over $200 just for that, you know, same work, because the prices are just through the roof.
By the way, that's Eddie Diaz, the Libre Initiative Strategic Director for Nevada. I saw a Bank of America study recently from late last year, I think, and it found that people of color in the U.S. and low-income households, especially Black and Latino families, usually spend more of their income on staples that are prone to price increases, like food, like gas, that kind of thing. Does that comport with what you found over the years?
Yes. I read the same report, and that is totally true. You know, Hispanics, you know, we hit the grocery store hard. You know, we're driving up trucks, and we're spending more at the pump. Grocery stores, just basic necessity. So it's hurting us a lot. And we need to start talking about solutions to these issues, right? And that's one of the things that the Libre Initiative is doing, not just here in the state of Nevada, but across the whole country, right? What does good policy look like? What do we need to do? And, you know, I can mention a couple right now. Like, we need bottom-up energy and environment innovation, right? I understand. We need to take care of the environment. Right. But by forcing, you know, regulations and choosing where to go, it's not the right approach. We need to get rid of cronyism and corporate welfare. Right. We need to go back to the free markets. Right. Government should not be picking winners and losers. Right. Because when that happens, success just comes from the expenses of others. reducing regulations. That's something that we're working hard here in the state of Nevada. Occupational licensing. You know, we've talked about this a lot. You know, let's make it easier for people to get out there and work. You know, currently here, you know, I have a coalition with food truck owners, and just hearing like all the struggles they have to go through just to get a simple permit and operate is just ridiculous. All these outdated regulations are really killing us and holding us back. Small business owners, I saw in this, I think it was Axios report, like small business owners pay more than $80,000 just in compliance, just to be able to operate in the first year of operation.
That's incredible.
And so we need to make we got to get back and make the American dream achievable for everybody. That's why we're here, right? That's why we left countries with all these burdensome regulations, with big government, where government dictates how you live your life, and they're just so involved in your life. We left those countries, and we came to the land of opportunity. And we're seeing all these policies, you know, coming up, and it's like, hold up, wait a minute. Like, they did that back in our, you know, Latin American countries. You know, and that's why the country's so poor. That's why I had to make a life-changing decision to come here to the United States. So we got to make it easier. And I think these are just some examples, some solutions that we need to take. And that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to inform our community. Just next week, we're going to host this this campaign that we've been doing across the country year-round called Soluciones con Libre, with new solutions. Because we want to be that voice for Hispanic people that not only just, you know, says we have a problem here and, you know, this policy is bad and everything is bad. We want to kind of like take a step back and analyze it and see why that policy is bad and wrong and look at solutions, right? I talked about it before. We're a bottom-up solution. The people closest to the issues that are affecting us on a daily basis should be the ones creating and coming up with the solutions to get us ahead, to remove all these barriers that stand in our way, not people in Washington, D.C. who have no idea what the average American or just a Hispanic person here in Nevada goes through.
Let me ask you, we know that here in Nevada, we've got a ton of independent/unaffiliated voters. And I'm not sure how that comports with your information, but we have found that in different studies, Wall Street Journal did a study. They showed that independent voters, 71% say the economy is going the wrong way. Hispanic voters are even more likely to feel that way, with 78% expressing a negative view of the economy. My question is, how will Hispanic voters vote? When it comes to election day, will they be with the Democrats? Will they be with the Republicans? Any feel for that right now?
So, yes, I think right now it presents a great opportunity for Republicans. Right, it's no secret that Democrats have had a hold on the Latino vote for the longest time. You know, and slowly we've seen a shift. Last time I was on your show, we were talking about that, right? How people were just getting turned off with all the bad policies and false promises from this current administration, right? And they're looking into the Republican Party, and they're looking for answers. And I think it presents a perfect opportunity for the Republican Party to get the Latino votes, right? Of course, some of them, you know, are probably just, you know, if we have a hard time going to like presidential election, you know, it's going to be even harder for them to go on midterm. They're going to be turned off. So Democrats are definitely going to lose if they keep up this just wasteful spending agenda that they have. And so it presents an opportunity. So we'll see what happens. You know, we're looking forward to this midterm elections, and we're probably going to see a lot of Latinos, you know, probably switch over.
Again, Eddie Diaz joining us from the Libre Initiative. And let me just ask you, I don't mean to ambush you on this one, but Title 42 is set to be repealed, and we're going to have a huge wave of illegal immigrants coming across our southern border in the next month. Do you have a position? Does the organization have a position on Title 42?
So, you know, immigration is, of course, another hot topic that we tackle, right? And people understand we need to have a secure border. people understand, we were just recently in early March down in McAllen, Texas, talking to Border Patrol officers, going to the border, and seeing the crisis that's happening there. You know, this crisis that this current administration has kind of turned its back on, right? And hasn't, like, fixed the solution. And people are not really talking about it like they did when Trump was in office. So we understand that the hardships that these people on the border are facing. So we need to secure these borders just for the safety of our community and for the safety of people coming across. You know, people are, you know, some people don't even make it across. People are dying. People are going through some just horrible stuff. And at the same time, we understand that we need to, you know, have we need to update our current immigration system. Just been outdated for over 30 years. And you know, immigration is good. Like, it helps our economy. It has been helping it since the beginning of time. You know, we need more judges out there. We're a faster process, not having people who want to come here legally wait, you know, close to 20 years or more to get in here. So, of course, immigration is a big issue that, you know, we're tackling. And we're actually going to have an event on that. We're going to be talking with a small group also next week, and hopefully just bring some traction and bring some attention and find a solution to this problem that we've been having for the longest time.
Okay, you've mentioned a couple of different events that are going to be happening. Do you have any specifics that you can share with us, or should we send people to the website?
So yeah, the best thing to do right now is to go to the LibreInitiative.com. Or you can find us in Facebook, which I think is the better choice because that's the one that we have personally here in the state, just the Libre Initiative Nevada. And you'll find out all these events. For next week, like I said, we're having like this, a roundtable discussion on immigration this Tuesday, which people are welcome to join us here in our new office. We're going to put that information out shortly. And then on Thursday, we're having the one talking about the economy, talking about the true cost and everything that we just talked about this whole segment on inflation. That one, though, is going to be in Spanish. So if you have any radio listeners who habla español, they're more than welcome. And, of course, we're going to have that information out there for people to come. And, you know, we're going to keep these conversations going. There's going to be a lot more opportunities, and we hope to see people getting involved.
Yeah.
You know, we need to – I think now more than ever, people need to raise their voices. Our policy – makers, our legislators need to know that we're just tired of false promises, bad policies, and it's time to get our country back and running the right direction.
There you go. Eddie Diaz, always good to visit with you. Thanks so much, man. I appreciate it. We'll talk again soon.
Kevin, it's been a pleasure. Looking forward to being with you hopefully soon and probably talk about good policies this time.
Let's hope so. Eddie Diaz, Libre Initiative Strategic Director for Nevada, joining us as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hello, my name is Barack Zilberberg. With pride, integrity, and honor, I'm running to be your next governor of Nevada. If you believe in freedom, our constitutional rights, and the Second Amendment, if you believe in abolishing critical race theory in our schools, if you're tired of the corrupt, dysfunctional politicians in Carson City who failed when they had opportunities to make Nevada better, if you want our next governor to be a true American patriot who is not a politician, but a businessman, entrepreneur, real estate developer, and a problem solver, then I am the only choice. My name is Barack Zilberberg. I am a visionary with a proven track record of bringing people together. Please visit my website, BarackZilberberg.com. That's BarackZilberberg.com, and invest in the bright future of Nevada. Paid for by Friends for Barack Zilberberg.
Hey, Chuck, I bet a lot of people don't know that you started Dollar Loan Center right here in Nevada.
True story. Over 20 years ago with just two employees in a 400-square-foot office on East Sahara in Vegas. Most people think since there are Dollar Loan Center locations everywhere that we're some big national corporation.
I did.
Nope, not at all. We're proud to be a Nevada-born company and give back more to our local communities than any alternative lender I know. We're one big family at the DLC. We employ hundreds of Nevada.